Final shiur on the first half of this session, which is about bishul proper, before we get to the various gzeiros. And we're discussing bishul not on kli rishon. Until now we've discussed bishul, which is done on a kli rishon, which means a kli which is or was on the fire. And now we're going to discuss bishul, which is not on a kli rishon, either because there's no fire at all, or because it's not, it wasn't a kli sheni, or iwui. We'll get to that. Okay? Let's begin with the Gemara on Daf Lamed Tes Amud Aleph. That's a very fundamental Gemara. Page 5. The Gemara discusses here a question of Bishul Bechama. Bechama kulam lo pligi dishari. You're allowed to cook on the sun? No shayla. Toldos ur. It's usher. Right? What about toldos chama? That's a machlokas atanoim. What's the shayla? Ma'asava gazrinon. Toldos chama to toldos or to be paskin. Ma'asava lo gazrinon. Rashi explains. What's the shayla over here? Rashi explains. Where are we? The shari. Why is the mutter b'shemesh? Ein derech bishula bekach. Sure. So Rashi says it's not the normal way. So now the question is going to become, what will happen if things change? It becomes normal to cook in the sun. So, as a shayla, seems to machlokas gedorli aposkim, but mamash, the biggest gedorlim. Take a look on page 83. Talking about Dud Shemesh. This is one of the big changes between the first edition of the Shemir Shabbos and the second. I haven't looked at the third yet. But the assumption over here, in the last line, Ubi'ikah din bishul b'shemesh yesh la'ayin, ulai z'bizman hazesh, k'shemafikim chom mikoach ha'shemesh, yesh mokol neser ha'bishul, based on the Rashi we just saw. And derech bishulah was aser. All right, calls a whole bunch of Ma'am Makomis, including Rabbi Moshe we'll get to. Shemati, Rabbi Shlomo Zalman. No. It's begodim. They need to hang their clothes out to dry in the sun. The Magen Avraham says that it's potter because it's liban doma lebishul. He says, it's even that what? Even a regilim bekach, gam kein potter. Raya is an interesting raya. We can quibble with it. Rabbi Shlomo Zalman says it's potter, and Rabbi Moshe, who's referred to over here, thinks differently, thinks it should be chayev. On the Parshat Pshat in the Gemara, it's mutter. It has to be. Why? Because the Gemara has a discussion of machlokas between Rabbi Yossi and the Rabbanan, but Chamei Tveria talks about. Chamei Tveria. So, the Gemara says as follows. Last few lines. Hach kama l'rabbanon de Rabbi Yossi. Ha maisa d'anshe Tveria de toldos chamahu v'as l'rabbanon. Amal hu, Rabbi Yossi responds, ha'u toldos uru d'chalfi ha'pisra de Gehenim. So it sounds like machlokas in the Metzias, whether the chame Tveria is toldos chamah or toldos ur. What ur? Presumably, we'll call geothermic heat, that the heat is coming from the core of the earth, which is not considered the same as the sun. As soon as no machlokus in the Metzius, you get an impression. According to Rabbanan, it's considered to be like the Chama. Why? Because, granted, it's geothermic heat. So what's the scientists say in the core of the earth is a big fire. Ooh. What do they call the sun? Also a great ball of fire. Here a fire, there a fire. Tzadah shavah shebehem. I didn't make it. It wasn't made by Adam Arish and anybody since. Kadosh Baruch Hu made it. So that's not considered to be like a fire. Fire means if I make a fire, if human beings make a fire. That's a pashup shah. Pischa de Gehenim is a melitza. Okay. Rabbi Yossi says, no. Hashamayim Shemayim Lashem, Ba'oretz, is not from the Bnei Adam. He didn't give us the core of the earth, but Oretz is different than Shemayim. First Pesuk in Chumash, Eis Hashamayim Ves Oretz. It's in Shemayim, it's not a fire, it's in Oretz, it is a fire. Seems to be the pshat in Rabbi Yossi's sheet. So what do you see? It's a question of Ein Daka B'kach. If it's a Shav Daka B'kach, take a poll. See if people cook in Chametz Tveria, yes or no? So what's going on over here? Okay. So we have an interesting concept which I want to dwell upon, which is found in the Sefer Hilchos Shabbos by Rabbi Shimon Eider. But he discusses this, page 95. In the middle of a long discussion, in footnote Tuf Nun Test, towards the bottom, he writes as follows. Being a bishop of Chama, look at Rav Moshe. V'nira desvara zu shayachak v'toldos urla baratzmo. Afim ein derech levashal sham dumi de mishkan uchayef. Thinks that if it's dumi de mishkan, it's not dumi de mishkan. Ein o derech. Goes a whole discussion. But in this discussion, he's really talking about a klisheni. So he mixes in klisheni with bishul b'chama. That's the impression conveyed over here. And what's the lumdus over here? Normally, it's not cooked that way. For the reason that it just doesn't cook. Most things will not cook in the sun, and most things will not cook in Klisheni. He writes over here, Mashengen b'Klisheni kevish av ho'olech u'miskarer ein derech levashel barak lefasher bo. And he throws in the idea of chama. Most things, they put in the sun, it won't cook. So the ma'aseh we hold are both sides. Bishul b'chama is mutter. You can't just say it shelo kederach. Typically, if you learn Hilchos Shabbos, poter aval aser, kalach ayad, poter aval aser. Here it's mutter. What's the pshat over here? Pshat is in most cases, it won't cook in the metzias. Chazal say it's always mutter. That's not exactly what he says over here, but along the lines that he says. Oh, the only exception we'll get to later, is Kalei HaBishul. Chutz B'dvar Magam Kalei HaBishul. Shaderech Levashel, so I'm going to make Klisheni. That's the normal way. Oh, so Bishul Chama is the same exact thing. Ein Derech Levashel B'chama, as Rashi says. And B'metzius, it doesn't cook most things. But if it's Derech Levashel, it could be a Doraisa according to this. That's Shitas of Rav Moshe, and it applies to microwaves. Rav Moshe predicts, incorrectly, that when microwaves become common, everyone's going to cook a microwave. They're going to put away all the regular ovens. You know, when you get swept up with the times, the futuristic times when the tshuva was written, I think in the late 70s, when microwaves were starting to become popular. All right. Nope. That being the case, what about our Gemara? Apparently, Chametz Tveria is not the Derech Levash. And if according to Rabbi Yossi, it'll be Potter Aval Aser, like anything else, Shalom Kedar. But according to the Tana Kama, Rabosai, it's called Toldos Chama, that is Mutter. Because as I said before, there's a low plug lakula. Since most cases, it doesn't cook, and it's not the normal way, it would be Mutter. This is what how we get through the Gemara according to Rabbi Moshe. Shlomo Zalman says, no, it's Mutter. And he explains in Minchas Shlomo, don't tell me it's a matter of Shalok Kalacha Yad on Shabbos. What do you mean? Bishul b'chama is not called bishul in other areas of halacha. Matzah, hamotzi, right? Challah, korban pesach. It's not considered to be a fire. What it's done to the dark of b'kach. Apparently, it's different. The truth is, it's hard to bring a rise from this because it's very possible that the sun is not a tanur when it comes to baking. It says in pasuk. You have to have a tanner. It's a pasuk. Psachim calls a pasuk. However, maybe you can't prove that it's not considered to be a bishul. It's just that it's not considered to be an afia. I carbon pesach. That's Rav Shlomo Zalman stirred raya over and above matzah and challah. That's different. Pasuk says, "Al tol chumemenu no uvoshel bevushel b'mayim kiyim tzliyesh." Says beferish and pasuk tzliyesh. How do you know? How do you know this anywhere else? It's just over here. It's beferish tzliyesh. So it could be that the best source to teach us this new chiddush din that Rav Shlomo Zalman holds from, that if it's not on a fire, it's not considered to be bishul, is this very pasuk. Al tochli menu no, uvoshel b'mushel b'mayim, kiyim tzliyesh. Tzliyesh means tzliyesh, as opposed to mayim shalosh. It doesn't say it's a beferish and pasuk, it's implicit. Esh is the constant. Here is tzliyesh, and here's mayim shalosh. But chama would be different. That's the best I can do to give a source for this day. Fine, so it blabs the machlekes. Now, kli sheni. It's much more important for us. We're not so involved in microwaves. But kli sheni is every single day, every single Shabbos. Turn again to page 5. So we're going to see the following important tosfos. You may remember the opening source of the opening shiur was the first line of this Gemara. We quote it from the Mishnah later on. Kol shebob b'chamim milifnei HaShabbos, Shorin also b'chamim b'Shabbos. V'chol shalob b'chamim nei HaShabbos, Madichin also b'chamim b'Shabbos. Chutz min meliach HaYoshim, which is called Kali HaBish. Fine. Frank Torres is like this. What's the name of Iwui? What is Iwui? You pour from a Kli Rishon onto something else. So Machlokas, the Rashbam and Rabbeinu Tam. It's a typo here. It says instead of Rashba, they already pointed out in this edition, it should be Rashbam. Okay. Rashbam holds Iwui is quickly shame. Great. No problem. You can take hot water and pour it on these Kali HaBishul. Fine, no problem. Okay, good. But according to Rabbeinu Tam, that Iwui is quickly Rishon, so we paskin. So Madichan also means what? Means must be from Kli Sheni. Frek Toysvis from Cain. My area Medichin, I feel a Sharanami. Wait a minute. If the mission is talking about Klisheni you're pouring from, why aren't you pouring from? You can put it in a Klisheni. You have the famous rule, Klisheni Eino Mevashel. Klisheni Eino Mevashel. It's a Mefurashu Gemara. Nobody argues. So how can our Mishnah in effect be implying that Klisheni is prohibited? Only Iwui mi Klisheni. That's the kasha. Where is it? Klisheni Mevashel. Daf Mem Amud Beis. Page 6. Halfway down the wide line. With small vav. Klisheni Eino Mevashel. Black and white. So what's going on? Tosfos two terutzim. Omeri. Dafilu mi Klisheni Ein Shorin. To hold a mayim chamin mechzik and mevashel. Osim b'derabonon. Mechzik and mevashel. It says on Daf Mem Beis. Notes from the socha, kol socha tamach. You can put stuff into a klisheni. Hainu dafka tavlin. Spices. Shenasuyin lematik asakadeir. They're for flavor purposes. For lo mirzik and mevasha. See, if a flavor doesn't look like cooking. We'll see later what that means. That's the first teretz. Call the first teretz. Halacha lemaisa, klisheni is awesome. Midrabon, mirzik and mevasha. Inami, huadin, shorin also. Klisheni is mutter. I'm a dichin to teach you even a hadacha mikliche is also by Kali HaBishul. 2 days in Tosfos. How do we paskin? How do we paskin, Rabbi Osai? Take a look in the Mogan Avraham. Tell us how we paskin. Simon Shin Yud Ches. Here we are. Rabbi Osai, Shin Yud Ches. Turn to page 143. The Mechaber says, it's Shin Yud Ches of Dalit. Dov Yovish Shonis Bashel Mevnefnei HaShabbos Ein Shorin Oso B'chama B'Shabbos Ava Medichin Oso B'chama B'Shabbos. That's the Mechala calls the Mishnah. Zok the Mogan Avram Tezvav Hainu Shemar Nolam Miklisheni. He passed like the first day and told us the Chumra that Klisheni is Mechzik and Mevashel. He tells you why. Merzik and Mevashel. Not like Tavlin. Also the Matek. For the Merzik and Mevashel. Who's the source? Tosis Lamates. He only quotes the first day in Tosis. Too bad. Only quote the Machmir. He didn't quote the Mekila. Okay. So passes the Magen Avraham. Not only that, the Magen Avraham said so, notwithstanding the fact that the Mechaber never said so. The Mechaber never, ever asked klishen. But when you never say never. Never ever, but not never, never, never ever. One place he does. Ironically, in Sifei, page 144, in the discussion of Bishul Achar Afi we had last week, we already saw it in the Mordechai, that he says he wanted to ask even klisheni. Sure enough, the Mechaber, bottom of 144, also lita and pas afilu b'klisheni shasaletazbo, yesh matirin. Of all places to pick, to be machar by klisheni, he picked the worst place. Here, according to many Rishonim, there's no way to even in a klirishin, and Bishul Achar Afi, punkt. This place where the Kohen of many Rishonim is now even in klirishin comes a mechaber and says for the first and only time in the whole long simon, we should be machaber by klisheni as well. Pil deploy. Now, it seems, Rabosai, that the mechaber, who never mentioned this chumrah, holds like the second day in Tosfos, that as a general principle, we're not worried about mechzik and mevashim. Aye, why are we worried over here? Not because of mechzik and mevashim. No, Magen Avraham Yudches. The yesh dvarim shemizbashnim bo v'nona bekiim v'mkein b'shar dvarim nami yesh dachmar ein tiftes. We call this kali abishul. We saw it in the Mishnah. Dog maluach kuliyos ispinim. We don't know what these things are. So there, for some reason, the mechaber thinks baked goods are more likely to be in this category than anything else. So therefore, the mechaber's machmir by klisheni by davash, which was already baked, but not by any raw food. What does the Magen Avraham mean? Ayin sif tes. Let's be ma'ayin. That's on page 147. What does it say there? Klirishin afilachash avyom yaleish mevasha kozman shiatzel lettuce. Well, fine. Belach, it's okay. V'yesh misha also says to talk lize basa maluach afilu hu shel shor. What is he saying? Sif tes, Rabosai. He's matan melech in a klirishin. Shalom aleish. Comes the Ramo and says, punkt faket. V'yesh osrim lo says melech. I feel it b'klisheni. Yes, let us vote. The 2 days in the Gemara. Says the Magen Avraham, I and sif tes to teach you that there is such a concept as kali abishal. Not only kulios o ispinin, dog maluach, which is in sif dalet, but also melech, quote the Ramo, in sif tes. If you look at membezim and bezim, it's 2 days. Fine. So the Magen Avraham Rabosai is now machmir twice over in klishen. Once because of merzik and bevashel, as he quotes in sifkot and tesvav, and once because of kali abishel, as he quotes in sifkot and yutches. Okay. We machmir for 2 reasons. Malah was 1 reason, 2 reasons, whatever it is. Rabosai is one exception to the rule for sure. And that's water. That's a mefurush shigamon daf membeis amad aleph. You can put water in a klisheni. That's a mefurush in the mechaber too. Turn to the mechaber here on page 151. What does it say over here? Mechem shepina mimeno mayim chamin. You put it into a klisheni. Mutal lita in the tocho mayim tzonen. Tel af shiran. Umutal lotzuk mayim chamin the tocho mayim tzonen tzonen tocho chamin. Ushleib a klirishin. Before Shemachaber. That's in Sif Yud Beis on page 150. Sif Yud Aleph on the previous page. What does it say? No sunu mimayim chamin shebezeh ambati lesoch abat, whatever it is. Sif Yud Beis is mashma clear, based on the Gemara, that water is permissible. Rabbos answered the following shayla. We spent the last 2 shirim discussing water and other liquids. Not necessarily the same. What about over here? When the Gemara is meferish matir water in a kli sheni. What about other liquids? Other liquids. Alt the Rebbe says all liquids are like water. The Mishnah Brura disagrees. Mishnah Brura has a whole discussion about how do you make tea. What they call scents or the essence of tea. back and forth. He says, well, if it was already cooked and then cooled down, we spoke about it in the prayer shiurim, then we can put it into a klisheni. What do you need that for? What is with the klisheni? Apparently it's only water, according to Mishnah Berurah, and nothing else. Comes along the Shemira Shabbos Kilchasa and attempts to be poshet, that she quotes a Chacham Echad, who attempts to be machriya in this machlokus between the Alter Rebbe and the and the Mishnah Berurah. How so? Take a look on page 85. Quotes a Chacham Echad. It's footnote Kuf Nun Aleph. Shar Mashkin, Alter Rebbe is Mekel. Mishnah Berurah seems to be Machmir. Okay. Then he says, we'll catch this a little bit later. El de Chacham Echad Heirli, it's about 10 lines up, 8 lines up. Mehod de Simon Shin Yud Ches If Yud Gimel. De Muchach Sham Kedash Shulchan Aruch Harav. Let's open up. Shin Yud Ches Sif Yud Gimel. You can see it. And the Mishnah Berurah speaker, this is for a change. 186. Top line. Mutter liten kitten shalmayim o shalmashkim b'chli sheni. Shiesh shalmayim chamin avu chli rishonos. Black on white. Not only mayim. But shalmashkin is mefurish mutter in chli sheni. How can the Mishnah Berurah disagree? Alter Rebbe is right. One could refute this. Rabbi Sai, the Mechaber. The Mechaber never has a chumrah by klisheni. Only one exception that proves the rule is Dover Ofui, which is somehow Kali Abishim. Everywhere else throughout the whole simon is makel by klisheni. So if you're makel by klisheni by all other foods, kavachom you're makel by klisheni when it comes to sharmashkim. So what are the Alter Rebbe and Mishnah Berurah fighting about? They're fighting Aliba da Mogad Avram. The Magen Avraham answers everything in a klisheni. They want to know what water is an exception. Very nice. Are other liquids included in the exception or not? You can't prove anything from the Mechaber. The Mechaber is a makel everything in a klisheni. That's what I thought. Okay, that takes care of the proof so far. But keep a hand, if you will. Let's go back to the Shmir Shabbos. The Ein Lechalik. Whenever someone says Ein Lechalik, you have to watch out. Maybe someone else holds Yesh Lechalik. General principle. Zok there. The Ein Lechalik. Rabosa, look inside. It's about 7 lines up. The Ein Lechalik bein Heichesh and Nimtzoyim ha-mashkin betoch kli levein mashkin shemar Rabosa bekli sheni dechomer tzvei. Huh. Maybe the difference. If you're putting it in a jar or pouring it straight into the hot water. Can't be. Why can't it be? Can't be. The Zaino. Shari call Adin Shala Sharatsianal the Shemon Lomis Bashal Biklisheni. Where do you get it from? Nilman Bishabas Memabes. Vishoma Shem and Nimsa Bitoha Kli. Umo a foha raya shu maybe. He goes to Sharatsian. That's mentioned a little bit earlier. Clearly the Mishnah Berurah and Sharatsian does not distinguish between when it's going into a Kli, which is mutter, when it comes to the water there. And Shemen, which is like water, he's assuming. And so too, equally true, if it went straight in. So you can't make a distinction. So therefore, the Mechaber and Sif Yud Gimel, presumably, would not make a difference whether it's in a Kli or if it's poured straight into the hot water. That's what he says. Okay. The Marsha on the Aflamites actually makes this distinction. His Ein Lechalek is the Marsha's Yesh Lechalek. What does he say? Tosfos is worried about Mechzikim Mevashel. Says the Marsha, what about the Modaf Mem? Answers the Marsha, no. The Modaf Mem, you put into a Kli, a Ketone. Comes to a Ketone, there's no Mechzikim Mevashel. But if it's put in straight, there is Mechzikim Mevashel. That's what he says. Comes to Bishul proper, no difference. If it's in a klisheni, hefsekit, it makes no difference whatsoever. Yeah, but the difference of mirzikim mevashim, and the Sefer Orach HaShabbos explains, mirzikim mevashim is it looks like cooking. Rabbosai, If I want to cook something into in a pot, I put it straight into the hot pot. I don't put it into a jar into the hot pot. So if it's not milzik and mevashel, I'm not doing it in the normal fashion. Not for keret, Alter Rebbe shver, because the Alter Rebbe says that shar mashkim is mutter, whereas the Marashah seems to be saying that only by hefsek kli it's permissible. But if it's not, it would be prohibited. No, because the Marashah writes, quote, v'shemen be'en lo shayach be'lematek. What does that mean? I'll give you my mama lashon. Shemen be'en, it doesn't look like it's flavoring the contents of the pot. No. Doesn't look like you're heating up. It means as follows. Normally, if it's just there for flavor, you're not trying to heat it up. It's trying to get flavor. Shemen, it looks like you're heating it up. It looks like you're heating it up. Not that you're cooling down the mashke, which is in the pach. In that kind of case, it's prohibited, were it not for the hefsek kli. However, Rabosai, if the purpose of the liquid is to cool down the existing liquid, then it's mutter in all cases. Give the classical example. Milk in the coffee, Rabosai. Milk in the coffee. I'm asking you a shout. I don't drink coffee. Is anyone else in the room who doesn't drink coffee? Who else doesn't drink coffee? Baruch Hashem. Okay. Yeah, still have some stalwarts. But those who drink coffee, you put the milk into the coffee. Are you heating up the milk or cooling down the coffee? Who votes for the first? Who votes for the second? There you go. That's what I thought. So if you're cooling down the coffee, it's not a mezik of a vashel. So it's like tavli. You're trying to put in flavor. You're not trying to heat it up. Could come out like this. Shamashin and kli sheni mamish. What I have to kli could be also even according to the Shulchan Aruch. If you'd gimel, get the shmir Shabbos kol chas. The Shulchan Aruch is mat only in a jug. You know, holds this way. Rabbi Osai, the Mishnah Brura, because the Mishnah Brura is absolutely silent in Sif Yud Gimel, as I told you. Sif Yud Gimel passes with basically no comment from the Mishnah Brura. No comment. The Mechaber is Mekel, and the Mishnah Brura says nothing. Zero. Doesn't quibble with it whatsoever. Wait a minute. But he is the one who paskin, Rabbi Osai, the Mishnah Brura himself, way back when, in Sif Katan Lamed Dalet. What are you saying, Sif Katan Lamed Dalet? Merzik and Mevashel. It's Gevalt. Why aren't any Merzik and Mevashel over here? Must be, Rabbi Osai, it must be that the Mishnah Brura draws a distinction between in a jar and out of the jar. Who passes away? I discovered this chiluk, the Shabbos kitchen. It's a very good sefer. Very good. I recommend it very highly. He makes his distinction. Okay. Fine. Now, Rabosai, what about coffee and tea? Of course, Rav Moshe holds its mutter in a cliché. You know why? Tavlin, Rabosai. We spoke about tavlin before. Didn't we see Mefurash Adin? Tosis quoted. Page 5. You saw it the first thing. Tosis said here, page 5. Tosis said, tavlin is different. That's exactly coffee and tea. It's flavor. So Rav Moshe holds his mother. A pell in the Mishnah Brura is so mock when it comes to coffee and tea. Doesn't understand it. So there are two reasons to explain, Rav Osai, why our coffee and tea might be worse. Why should our coffee and tea be possibly worse than the coffee and tea of the time of the Gemara? Let's take a look at page 74. Nope. Not 74. I'm confused now. Where's the Hilchos Shabbos? Later. It's later. Okay. Let's see if we can find it. Page 90, thank you. Page 90. I really want 91. 91. It talks about klisheni. It talks about matik. In footnote Nunhei. So Rav Moshe writes about coffee. He doesn't understand how Choshoch and the Mishnah Berurah macha by coffee. But klisheni. No, they're included in the word, and they're included in Tavlin. What's going on over here? Tavlin. Okay. Says Rabbi Eider as follows. Their tavlin was not cookable, was not Kali Abishal. But our tavlin is different. That sounds like a strange why our tavlin is different than their tavlin. Why should that be? We go back to the same page we had before in Shmir Shabbos Kilchasa, which was page 85. You'll see why it's different. Shlomo Zalman tells you exactly why it's different. Our tavlin is granulated. Take a look. The last three lines of page Chavez here, page 85. The cave and shame dak in the old koshkan shame is basham kikli shiny. It's granulated, it's tiny. So ready, it cooks so readily, as opposed to they used to have roots, big, fat, thick roots, which you use for flavor, that couldn't cook. The Metzias changed. They used to use roots, we use powders. That's probably what Rabbi Ida means. Let me put it in a second svara. What's the second svara? The old tavlin hudaver shemosifin the dvar ochel avol kafe hudaver ochel haikori mevasim amayim. What does that mean? I understand that Rabbi Ida understood the Torah Lama test that we saw on page 5 to mean why is tavlin different? It's not melazik and mevash. You know why? It's not the primary ingredient. I have chicken in every pot and I throw in some pepper. It looks like I'm cooking pepper. I'm cooking chicken. Pepper happens to be there. That's why it's mutter. When it comes to coffee and tea, what else is there besides the coffee and the tea? Just hot water. That's a svara of, I believe, Rabbi Eider in Asherin coffee and tea in the klisheni. However, the Or HaZeruah in Siman Zion, when he quotes this Tosis, the Tosis that says that tavlin is different, and attempts to explain it, gives a completely different explanation. A totally different explanation. He says as follows. The reason why we're making when it comes to tavlin, quote, Shariyesha no saint tavlin gam b'mashke kar for lochein eino nirikim evash. Put it in cold. We mentioned this last year. Put it in cold. Not nirikim evash, because it's put in cold stuff. That being the case, as I said to you before, you're not trying to cook it up. Alright, use it to flavor cold foods as well. Best proof. A tea bag. What do you do with a tea bag when you finish? Garbage. I'm trying to cook a tea bag. So why should it be? Why should it be? Mexican Mavashal? Even though it's the only object in the cup. So that's why I thought that we can explain why it might be. That's Svara. Again, it goes in two ways. The way Rabbi Eider learned Pshat and Tosfos goes to Chumrah. The way Zeruah learned Pshat and Tosfos, I think it goes Lekula. Back to the Mishnah Berurah with Alter Rebbe. That we saw, that's where we started on page 85. It comes out like this. When it comes to water, not Nirikim Avashel. Why? You put extra water in, you're trying to cool down what's in the pot. Not to heat up the water. Shai Mashkin. The Mishnah Berurah is fearful. Looks like you're trying to heat up the Shai Mashkin. And out the Rebbe says, no, you're trying to cool down the existing Mashkin. But that may be dependent on what we're talking about. It comes to milk and coffee. Maybe even the Mishnah Berurah should be more that it's obvious that you're cooling down the milk and not heating up the coffee. You're cooling down the coffee and not heating up the milk. Excuse me. So therefore, maybe there's another tzad to be made. But let's get to water itself. The Rashba is bothered by the Mefurash Gemara. There's no cooking of water in a klisheni. He's bothered by this, by why it should be so, as a matter of fact. I think it's page 43. I'm not sure if the whole quote is here, but a good chunk of it. Let's take the part that is, in fact, bracketed. He wants to know, why is mutter in a, mutter, water mutter in a klisheni? Hovel, hu klisheni hu, la'ola mutter, She'eino bo elidei hefshe. It's only trying to make it lukewarm. Then he says, Va'afilu hoyu amayim she'yad soledes bohen, li'achashen es arvu tonu l'socha. You put some cold water into hot water. You put your finger in, pull that right away. Yad soledes bohen. This is this mind-boggling line and a half. It's mind-boggling. Eino machmas atzonin shavu or shabo lios yatzel lettuce. Not because the cold water you put in there became yatzel lettuce, bo. And the machmas harishonim, the original hot water, shalon and stananu. Didn't cool off. Who took basic science here? Basic, even for dummies. You telling me over here? I put cold water into hot. But the cold water's from the tap. The hot water is boiling water. Put a little bit in. Put my finger. Pew! No, don't. The cold water is still cold. You're pulling back from the hot water. Huh? My boy said, is that sayable? Is that feasible? It's impossible. And if you don't think it's impossible based on the realia, it's against the Mechaber. The Mechaber says that if you have a jug, so what did it say? You're allowed to put it into a klisheni. We just read it. Why? He can't say that what you put into the jug is not hot. It is hot. I once had a story when I was, my kids were young, so Shabbos morning, I was my wife sleep a little bit late, and I was in charge of the bottles. I was warned, don't you ever put a bottle to the baby's mouth till you first take a little bit out and put it on your wrist. Good. So what do you do on Shabbos? Shabbos, we don't. So what I do, we had an urn, and I would put the water from the urn into a cup. Okay. Then I put the bottle into the cup. So fine. And Mama had to do it says in Shulchan Aruch. Right? Comes the Rashba, it can't get hot. Rashba says it can't get hot. Got stuck on a shver tosis. I came out, went back to the kitchen, ready to give the baby. I said, whoa. I went, It got so hot. Chalila v'chas, I'm going to burn the baby. Chas v'shol. So what's the Rashi saying? Can't get hot. I am an aid. It can get hot in cliche. Ani ha'aid. What's he talking about? We passed it in Yoredea, Yesh Bila. I think it's mixed in together. Wait, but this is hot, this is cold. Well, what's the Rashi saying? A pellet. Comes Rabbi Eider and gives a teretz, which I think is the only tenable teretz that exists. It's what we quoted a few minutes ago. That's the reason why I quoted that footnote. Where was it? I was looking for footnote Tuf Nun Tes. That's what we were before. Let's see if we can find it. 95. Vanir Bezeh. Toysis says, enough mem, Klirishin came as a dofnos of Chaim and Mosef Chom, Omiya Machzik Chom as Mamarubel, Fichach Roy of Levashel, Viderech Bishel Bekach. It's normal to cook that way. Vashenga Beklisheni came as a dofnos of Miskarim. Ain't derech levashibo, rak levashibo. We read this a little while ago. The soul of the head of klisheni rabosa is it's not normal. It's not normal. There's no chance of a doraisa, and since usually it won't cook, the chachamim are matred even mid rabbanon. That's the nature of the heter rabosa. That's pshat in the heter. That's pshat. That's what the Hilchos Shabbos says. That's what it says. Oh, this explains Rabbi Osai, the psak of the Mechaber. Very nice. The Mechaber isn't worried about Merzik and Mevashel first day in Tosos and second day in Tosos. Why isn't Maran Bet Yosef worried about Kali Abishel? All of a sudden, you know what he's worried about it? He's worried about it when it comes to baked goods. We have to be shown that there's no Bishel at all. Ain't Bishlach HaRafim. What's pshat? The answer is that even if you have the bad luck of putting something into water And in point of fact, it does cook. You're putter anyway. Why are you putter? It cooked. Ein derech bishul b'kach. Because the reason why we can be mekel in a klisheni is not because the result is guaranteed. There could be cases of bishul. But since it's not normal to cook in a kli sheni, the normal place to cook is in a kli rishon, kayodua. Therefore, we have a right to be mekel. Oh, you'll ask me a question. So why is bread and cake and Dunkin' Donuts, why can't they be put into a kli sheni according to the Mechaber? I'll ask you a shayla, Rabbi Abbasai. Who's ever dunked a donut here? Only one? Oh, come on. Who's ever put a donut into a kli rishon? Nobody. So, whenever you discuss what's derech bishul b'kach, it's a relative discussion. If you do it in kli sheni, when you go to Dunkin' Donuts, or in your own house you have Dunkin' Donuts, and you never do it in kli rishon, so the derech bishul of donuts is kli sheni. The Shabbat Daraisa, in case it does cook. But everything else is derech b'kli rishon, that's mutter b'kli sheni. This being the case of both sides, I want to ask a tea in a kli sheni, on the grounds that it's very, very normal to make tea in a kli sheni. I think it's more normal, right? What happens? You take a thing, you pour a cup of water, you put the tea bag in. That's a kli sheni. You know what I'm going to tell you a secret? In my opinion, it's also b'kli shlishi. It's so normal to take up, you know, a kettle, right? And then you fill up some kind of some pitcher, which is a gleaming silver pitcher in the Shabbos table. And then you pour it into a cup, it's very kli shlishi, and then you put it in the tea bag. Normal. You ever been in a wedding? Who's ever been in a wedding? They go around, you want tea, you want tea? What are they coming with? They come with a big pot? A gleaming silver. And that's a new star. They give you the hot water, and then they give you your own tea bag, right? That's how I just saw it last week at the Chasm. Right? Is that how they do now? They don't give you tea. They give you... Am I right or wrong? I don't eat these things, but I drink. No, they don't do that?
Depends where.
Depends where? Where was I? Where was I? It was last week. What's the name? I'm trying to think. It was a fancy wedding. That's what I'm trying to say. Not a fancy wedding. I know it was a mixed seating wedding. That I know, because my wife sat next to me, and she and I, of course, and she asked for tea, and they gave her a gleaming silver pitcher, poured water, and gave her a tea bag. Kli shlishi. It wasn't Shabbos. King of Aaron Shabbos. But that seems to me, that's a dag of a kach. Aside from the fact that the Urayim, the source for Bishul b'kli sheni when it comes to Dover Ofui, is the Urayim. We mentioned this maybe last time. He asks the kli shlishi b'feirish. The Mordechai left out that part. So therefore, I'm not from the big fans of any of these coolers. Now, it's of course in theory it could be mutter. Even though my Rebbe, the Rav, said kli sheni, kli shlishi is all the same. It's kli rishon and it's 2 to 1 million. It's a difference. It's not that that's a no. I understand that. What we're saying now, the Rav could be right in lamdus, but in the metzias of daka b'chach, it's possible. Kli sheni is daka, kli shlishi is not daka. That's very possible. When it comes to tea, it's clear to me that kli shlishi is also daka b'kach. Since we're basing the kula on daka, ain't daka, seems to me we have to be machmir. That's exactly what the Urayim said. Could you be also kli shlishi? Oh. Saying that, once we said this, Rabbi Osai, let's go back to the machlokes, the alt, the Lubavitcher Rebbe, against the Mishnah Berurah from this perspective. Before that, we discuss it from the perspective of Merzik and Mevashel. What about Kali Abishel? The Mogen Avram is Machmir in all foods and Klisheni because of Kali Abishel as well. That's Sifkot Yud Ches. Now the Shaila becomes, why is he Machmir so much? Because some foods he assumes are Daka Bekach. We're not Bekiyim to know which foods are Daka Bekach, which foods are not Daka Bekach. So everything is us according to the Mogen Avram. Against the Mechab. Mechab is only Machmir by baked goods. Fine. Good. What about liquids? You find liquids at Daka B'kach and the Klisheni? No. So the Alter Rebbe says, According to the Magen Avraham, it's only all foods that we asa. Lo plug atu kali abishal, that you find in the Gemara, maybe by salt. You find in the Shulchan Aruch when it comes to baked goods. You find in our Gemara about dog meluah, kliyas yispinim. So you find some foods that are kali abishal. So we're going to ask everything in a cliche. Liquids? No precedent. No precedent. It's mutter. The Mishnah Berurah says, I'm sorry, go the other way. There are only two places in Shas where it's mutter. Water and tavlin. Everything else is also to prove it mutter, so part of the low pluk. Fine. Rabosai, I now want to get to the Rashba with which we started and explain it in a somewhat bold, innovative way. I concede. I'm the first to concede. But I don't find a better way. I think my way is the best way to explain that Rashba. The Rashba is a chapella. What page is that Rashba again? Let me see if I can find it again. Page 43. I'm giving you my own shot in this Rashba. Look what he says. Why can I put water into klisheni? She'eino ba elidei hefsha. I'm interpreting it to mean, normally, when I put water in a klisheni, it's to reach lukewarm. If I want it to be high, I put it in the klirishin. I want it to, the whole thing should become lukewarm. Vafilu hayu mayim she'atzaledes bahen, akashin esaru, tzon l'sochon. I goofed. I made a mistake. I tried to get the ratio to be the water should be lukewarm. I made a mistake. And it became hot, too hot to touch. Eino, machma, it's not because the tzonanim, that what? I'm learning pshat in an innovative way. That I wanted it to be Yatzel Letisbo. That was my intention in the Derech Bekach to make it Yatzel Letisbo in Klisheni. No! Elamach Masarishon is on the sun. That means I blew it. I wanted to have the original water cool down so the whole combination should be less than Yatzel Letisbo. I miscalculated. I concede it's not the simple read of the words. I wouldn't have said it on my own. But I think it's at least a tenable pshat. It's a tenable pshat, and I have no better pshat. Means that the Derech is to cool off hot, to lessen Yatzel Letisbo in a klisheni, even though he missed it by a little bit, it's okay. Of course, Rashba's l'shitoso, that a person does not drink chamen gemurim ela poshrim. So al korchenu, the derech is to make it cooler, lessen Yatzel Letisbo, so you can drink it, not sip it, drink it. Ad kan rabosai. This is my best pshat I can do in the Rashba. If you have a better pshat, please come and tell me right away. You have till next week, I'll say it all with your name. Maybe Gulalol. Okay, good. We're almost through with the shiur, but we didn't even start the second half of the shiur, but we'll have to, it'll be much less than half. Just a few minutes. That's the issue of Iwui, Rabosai. Iwui means pouring. We already saw in Tos Lamates, quoted Machlokas, two brothers, Rashbam and Rabbeinu Tam. Okay? Two brothers are only allowed to fight in Divrei Torah. Over here, if you take a look on page 8, that's where the machlokas is in full force. Okay? There's a stira in inferences in the Mishnah. Avol noos l'toch ha-kor l'toch ha-tamchui. Says Tosis, Mehoch ha-lekel l'medek de'iru k'klisheni, b'dekotor ni lo yitin l'soch ha-tavlin. V'lo ha-shmina revusa afilu shlo yara l'akara sh'tavlin b'socha. Should have said that then. Adarabba, duk mi sefer. The katoni avol noos nu l'toch ha-koro, klisheni. V'lo katoni mara ala koro, shetavim mesocha. So they conflict the inferences. Rabbeinu Shmuel may be right, iri ki klisheni, we pass in tato, gover. Who learned Yeridea here? Raise your hand if you learned Yeridea. I thought Rabbeinu Shmuel learned Yeridea by now, no? Okay, tato gover means that heat rises, pushed. You pass like Shmuel, and therefore, if it's cold on the bottom and hot on top, we don't say that the hot heats the cold which is underneath it. So therefore, put Tator Gover in Hilchos Shabbos means there's no Bishul by Iwui. The hot's on top, the cold's on the bottom, the hot can't heat the cold. Poshut. Even physics is masking. Okay. This is the opinion of the Rashba. Okay. Rabbi Natam, I should say on the side. He goes, no. It was quickly reached and brings riots. No time for the riots right now. Says Tosis Rabosai, a compromise. A compromise. Venire. You see the word masnisen? just go do right and masnis. V'nireh, the iru lo havi kikli rishin, lo kikli sheni. Ela, mevashel kadei klipa. To akaymolon kishmuel, the yomah tato agavar, tanik hava say in psochem naim vav, umikom akom, mevashel kadei klipa. The most tanik hava say to Shmuel, chametok tzonen, elchonetok tzonen, mediach, I chametok tzonen, adam make a lebola, el ema chametok tzonen, kolif. What does adam make a lebola mean? While the cool bottom is cooling off the hot top, in the interim, it absorbs something. It absorbs something, Rabbi Osai. And Tosus here is assuming, the same way as it absorbs, it also cooks. Tosus equates Bliya and Bishl. From the fact that it absorbs, means it also cooks. That's what's, otherwise the Tosus doesn't read straight. Fine. Fine. What will the Mekilim do? There are Mekilim, Rabbi Osai. There are Mekilim who say that there is the Rashbam. What will the Rashbam do with this Gemara? Adam Mekele Bola. So how can the Rashbam say that Iwi is Kikli Sheni? It's against the Gemara. Okay, let's take a look. This question is raised on the bottom of the Rosh. This is a Machlokas here in the Rosh as well. Of course, it's exactly the same Machlokas between the two brothers. And there's a comment of the Korban Asano. Let's take a look. It's page 14, I believe. Here we go. 14. The Rashbam hayamatil laros roschim miklirishim al tarnagolas lemolgot. They would pour out water on the chicken to get rid of the feathers. And had it been a problem of bishul, it would be impossible to salt, or subsequently would be treif. Afal gav de shmuel sabatatog avar. Nikomako im nofal isu chamatok tonen kolev adamokolev mivla bola. Well, the Rashbam doing a refreshing line of yesh loma. The Sfil the Rashbam, the Chom or Iru Kochu Muat, the Elo Koachim Lahavlia, it can cause a blia of a low levashel. So the Rashbam draws a wedge between blia and bishel. That's the Rashbam sheet. Okay? Rashbam has to say that. Korban Asanos of the Beferish. There's no other way out. No other way out. Fine. Fine. Halacha l'maaseh, Rabbi Osai. How do we paskin? On a simple level, we paskin against the Rashbam. We paskin that Iwi does cause Blia and Bishul, the Machmir. It's a Beferish and Shulchan Aruch, Rabbi Osai. I'll show it to you. In Simon Shin Yud Ches Sif Yud. Let's turn to Shin Yud Ches Sif Yud. We'll take a look at it in the Shulchan Aruch proper. Shin Yud Ches Sif Yud. Here we are, page 148. Also, liten tavlin bekarav v'laras alemik lirishin. There you go. We pass him against the Rashbam. So that means we don't distinguish nibli and bishul, right? On a simple level, it's the same. On a simple level, truth is not so pashut as then, right? It's a there's a machlok, the Rashbam is mekel. We don't hold like the Rashbam. You may remember that Tosfos said that there's a third opinion. Namely, it's only mevashel kadei klipa. Mevashel kadei klipa? Yeah? Mevashel kadei klipa? The Shmir Shabbos Kolchosa therefore says, what I can do is take boiling water and pour it over a bottle, a baby bottle. Because the bottle, the jar, the glass, the plastic, is the klipa. I don't like that psak. The Taz writes over here in Sifkon Tezayim, for last lemme klirishin, the Kaimon Karashi Rabbeinu Tam, the Yuki klirishin, haino lechumra, avolo lekula, kon lahachshu klish torah hagola deiru miklirishin, no, we don't pass on lekula. So what's the Taz saying over here? To say that Iru is Kiklirishin Mamish, Mavashal Bakulo, we don't say it Lakula. But we do say it Lakhumra, that's the implication. So how can you pour a boiling water on Shabbos on a baby bottle? Maybe it goes right through the glass and cooks the contents inside. That's implicit in the stars. In Yoredeya, we're making. Remember, Yoredeya is much, the stakes are much lower. Rabosai, you're not going to find too many derises when it comes to the Yoredeya. And it's also B'di'evet in Yoredeya, it's always B'di'evet. But here, the Chatchil on Shabbos, I can't be masking to this cool. I can't do it. Now, the question is, Rabosai, as follows. Look at Rabbi Akiva Egan, right here, page 148. Laros directly. Atzma. Abolishboch Bitsidon Lo. Tell you, look in the in Prima Godim in Yoredeya Tzadihei Shachit Ches. We call this Nizchal. Those on Yoredeya know what I'm talking about. Illustrated slides along a surface. So the Ramah's make if it slides along a surface. What's the source? Isa Vehetta. Okay, so we apply it over here too. Isa Vehetta. If you look on the Shach screams bloody murder against this Ramah. If you look on the Isa Vehetta, he's a Rashbamnik. A Rashbamnik. Isa Vehetta holds that Eri is Kekli Shani. Alright, he says, if you pour directly on, we'll concede a chumrah. If you pour along the sides, he's makel. But says the Shach, we don't pass like the Rashbam. How can the Ramah be makel in Yoredeya? I'll ask you a bigger kasha. How can Rabbi Kivega be makel in Arachayim, which the stakes are much higher? It's a chpilei ploim, Rabosai. Because of lack of time, I can't give you a whole arichus dvarim, which is a stira in the Ramon Yoredeya, which seems between Simon Sadi Beis and Simon Sadi Hey, on this point of Irish and Nizchal. Which way does it work? So, my teretz to the stira is as follows. Just a minute. I'm skipping over the Prima Godim's teretz and the Chavas Das's teretz. I'm giving you my teretz, which Ramosh has more or less in his Shuvas form. Irui, we passed it in Yoredeya's Kadei Klipo. That's true. But it can only impact on direct contact or on two items that are within a Kadei Klipa of each other. What's the case? You pour water over a chicken. What are you afraid about? That the blood in the capillary, in capillary A, will go to be absorbed in capillary B. They're within a Kadei Klipa of each other. So nearly microscopic, very tiny. There we paskin that Iwi could cause a blia of a within a Kadei Klipa. Therefore, Rabosai, the Mechaber's Machmir in Simon Tzadi Bey is in the following case. The water slides across from the hot pot, from a fleshic pot, and lands on a milchic pot. So we have to ask for it, even though it slides along. It causes a blia of a Kadei Klipa, even though it slides along. But the case of the Ramon and Simon Tzadi Hey is different. You're taking not milk or meat, you're taking water, plain old fashioned water, and you're pouring the water over a bunch of dishes. There's greasy fleshiks and greasy milchiks. You're pouring it over. It's a Ramot's mutter. Why is it mutter? Because the fleshiks and the milchiks are not within a Kadei Klipa of each other. And therefore, there's no way for the hot water from the tap or from the urn, wherever it's coming from the pot, to take the cold fleshik grease and have it absorbed in the cold milch kapat next to it, a plate, because they're not within a Kadei Klipa of each other. That's why we're making. That's my pshat. Having said that pshat, I'm still scared to rely upon any coolers over here, especially in Or HaChaim, because if my pshat is correct, we're in deep, deep trouble here in Or HaChaim. I pour the water along the side of the teacup, and it backs into the tea. So there's not, it's Mavashal right then and there. I don't think we have a right to rely on this Rabbi Akiva Egan. For the Fiani Azaiti, we shouldn't rely upon it. Kavachomer, that even in the Yoredeya, there are many who hold that the Ramah Shalok Halach, whatever it may be. So now, and since my time is just about up, I want to discuss briefly two cases which really require a much longer explanation. We'll try to cover it in just in a few minutes. One, Rabosai, is as follows. An urn, Rabbi Ossi, is different than a kettle. I'm asking you a shadow. What's the difference between an urn and a kettle? Same thing. There's fire on the bottom, water on top. It's identical. You tell me. No one can tell me. Simple. If I have a kettle and I want to pour the water out, what do I have to do first? Pick it up. Off the fire. Have an urn. While the water is coming out of that urn, the water is on the fire. Fire is that element in the bottom. This could be extremely relevant, Rabbi Ossi. I turn back to Gemara and Shabbos Af Mem, the very early part of the Maamar Makomos. It's page 4, I believe. No? Page 6. Page 6, Rabbi Ossi. Turn to page 6. Page 6. Please turn. B'kli sheni. What's the case over there? Funny case. Nichnasi l'ambati. Chamei Tveria. Who's ever been in Tveria? Who has ever bathed in Chamei Tveria? Who's ever seen Chamei Tveria? What does it look like?
I don't recall.
Oh, you're right. What does it look like?
It looks like a bathhouse.
Bathhouse? The water's coming out of a natural area and then slides along the ground? Presumably. That's what it is. Right? That's what Rashi seems to be saying over here. What does he say over here? Look what Rashi says. In other words, there is a source, water coming out from the ground, and it slides along and gathers in a hole in the ground. Yeah? Rashi says even more befarish. The klisheni, a few lines later, you put the jug into the klisheni. It's sliding along from the, pulled into it from the natural spring, the hot springs of Tveria. Why is it klirishin? It was never on the fire. That hole in the wall, the hole in the ground, was never on the fire. What's pshat? So the Chazon Ish is quoted as saying, that's the pshat. Because when the water left the original place, it was on the fire. Okay, if you take a look in the Shmir Shabbos Kilchasa, he quotes his Chumrah from the Chazon Ish. This is in page 82 and 3. Okay, let's take a look and see. He quotes an opinion, footnote Kuf Chav Beis. If you have a hot water urn, even though it slides along, it's still considered to be a klirishin. Kach mashma Rashi daf Mem Amud Beis. Shemati b'shem Chazon Ish tzatzal. Tim shofech mayim mitok dud shomer arayish mitok kos. Mekablem ha-mayim shebetok ha-kos. Shem shel klirishin. Kevin Shabishash Shvichosim and Mechuborim the Klirishin Shem Al-Esh Gevalt Churm of the Year. You think your teacup that you filled from the urn is a Klisheni? No, it's a Klirishin. Mefur Sharashi. Says Neuvert. Tzorachim. Binah Kiluach Mekader Asach HaShalach Al-Kader Tzudenis Nifzik HaKiluach Diniri Olof Yoradeh Tzadi Beizai and the Ramah. We just spoke about that before. That's the Ramah. But what are you going to do? He has enough in a Rashi. It's enough in a Rashi. So we can say Pshat as follows. What he means is, Rabbi Ossai, what he means is that Ambati was never on the fire, it's true. But as long as the water is continually going from the hot spring to this hole, it's still linked to the original source of heat. In a chanami, once you cut it off, the water stops, you turn off the spigot, you'll have a status of a kli sheni. This is how one could possibly suggest. Again, there's much more to be said, but I'm a little out of time to talk about this particular prat. But this is a chumrah of the Chazal, but I don't think it's accepted by all the other posts. It seems to be against the Rambam. So now, having said that, what about a ladle? What status does a ladle have? There's a Mishnah Berurah over here. Take a look at Mishnah Berurah. Sivkot and Pei Zayin. Please take a look. Mishnah Berurah, Pei Zayin, right over here. Page 186. 186. Klisheni mikri she'iru min klirishin she'retichu achama v'sogol to klisheni. Muta afilim yatsa letesbel. Avolim shoev b'klireka mito klirishin and a ladle. Yes, omim the dino klirishin. Uvifrat imasha klireka b'sogol shemal resicha. Fana b'k klirishin. So writes the Mishnah Berurah. Okay? Okay. It's a bit of a shverevart. A bit of a shverevart. It really goes back to the Tosfos that we referred to earlier on Daf Mem Amud Beis. Give a look. Page 6. Right, keep one hand here and one hand page 6. Shma mina klisheni ene mevashel. Tema. Maishta klisheni mi klirishin. Yatso letters hafil klisheni nami. V'yen yatso letters bo hafil klirishin nami ene mevashel. Yes, Shlomo. Fisher Clearishin, Mitok Shomar Ala Ur, Dofnos of Chamin, Umagzik Chomo, Zman Meruba, Lache Nostavo Shir, the Cold Major Salesbo, is also. Have a cliche, the Alpha Gabdia Salesbo, Mutter came in Dofnos of Chamin, for Holech Umiskarer. As he dissipates quickly, it's not going to create a status of Bishop. Nu, Rabosai, what about an urn? What is an urn? What kind of status does it have? It's in between, right? Neither here nor there. As a matter of fact, the Taz, who obviously precedes the Mishnah Berurah, says so, Kamat Mefurish, neither here nor there. We don't know what kind of status to give this urn. It's somewhere hovering between Klirishin and Klisheni. Take a look over here, Abosai, and Sifkot and Yud Tes. And she tells you, look in Yerodea. Im shoyev klireken mina klirishin also klisha shavam yesh lo din klirishon lechumra velo lekula a suffix. So the urn is the chumra velo lekula. Nu comes out into for our purpose. We have to be machmir, as the Mishnah Berurah says. He's machmir. He says yesh shom the dinuk klirishin. So you have to be machmir, right? No choice. You have to be machmir. Fine. You have no choice. You have to be machmir. Seems to me that the same way as there's a suffix in Hilchus Blia and Yerodeah, as the Taz quotes, we have to be Machmir and Hilchus Bishul too. Because we Paskin, I told you against the Rashbam, that Bishul and Blia are identical. So it appears. Why is Mala Resicha worse? It seems to me that the Mala Resicha case is where, what does that mean? You left the urn in there long enough that the steam is coming out, not only from the urn, but urn. You left the ladle in there long enough, not only is steam coming out of the entire pot. Steam is coming out from that part of the soup that's in the urn. In the ladle. In the pot that's in the ladle, steam is coming out from there. If steam is coming out from there, then we treat the walls of that ladle as being independently hot. That's the criterion of Tosfos on the Mem Beis. If not, there's no steam coming out of there, it's not independently hot. So the walls of the ladle are nishtahin and nishtaher. They're not hot and they're not cold. In between. Tosfos said, if it's cold walls, we're mekel. If it's hot walls, we're machmir. Does he need it? It's in between. If it's in between, so then it's a suffix. But if there's hot stuff coming out of the pot that's in that ladle, that means the walls are independently hot, and they must have gotten hot ultimately from the fires underneath. So that means Machmir b'Toras Vada. Of course, the problem becomes, Rabbi Osai, there's another Mishnah Berurah. In Sivkotan Mem Hei. In Sivkotan Mem Hei, take a look, please. Sivkotan Mem Hei, page 182. Can't read the entire Mishnah Berurah, it's very long. That's a word or two about this Mishnah Berurah, Mem Hei. He's bothered at what he do about certain cases, complicated cases. What does he say? The Cholapochas towards the end of Mem Hei, Yisha b'kaf min akadera, kadesh tia akara kli shlishi. On the bottom it says, Ayin l'kamon sif katan pei zayin, where the Mishnah Berurah is not at all sure that we should treat the ladle as klisheni and thereby the soup bowl as klishlishi. I'm not even sure the whole head of klishlishi to begin with, as I told you. So that's footnote 3 over here, is bothered by, it seems to be a stira in the Mishnah Berurah. So there is Shmir Shabbat that tzir fashitas. Some say ain't bishalach harafia. That's the context. And some say that the soup bowl is a klishlishi, with the cost of the ladle, we can be makel. I have the other way around. Some say the Urayim, that klishlishi is also awesome bishalach harafia. So I'm not even happy with this cooler, if you ask me. But there's one leniency which I think is very, very important. I think we can accept this leniency. I think it's a very important leniency. This is Shmir Shabbos Kilchasa, footnote Kuf Pei. Okay? Footnote, it's page 86. This is a very important leniency. This is Halacha Lemaisa Mamash. 86. Here's footnote Kuf Pei. It's on the bottom of the right column. Steer Mishnah Berurah? No, it's the Das Yochid is Mitzav Shittas. Ein Chazanish. Shumavdil ben Kadewa Shagabi Yoesh. The Oz Amrinon didn Kafka Klirishin. The Kadewa Shavi Rome Agabi Yoesh. The Ein Al Masha Bekavo Din Shaklisheni. I love that. Generally speaking, of the Chum of Hagosa, which we spoke about in the previous year, the minig is you first take the pot off the fire and then you ladle out. So if the Chazanish is correct, our ladles are always going to be klisheni. Our soup bowls are always going to be klishlishi. Of course, the problem is it doesn't make a difference, but if it's not daka b'kach, whatever, maybe there's room to be somewhat lean. My final nakuda. Dover gush. Dover gush, Rabbi Osai. You learned your day, you know, that the mashal is a very famous chumrah, that dover gush, even if it's in a klisheni, has the status of a kli rishon. What's the lumdus? Very simple. The whole lumdus of the cliché is that the heat dissipates because the walls are cold. Yeah, that's what comes to liquids. Liquids assume the shape of their receptacle. There's a tremendous amount of connection between the walls and the liquid. Mela, it's going to cool it off. Solids, not necessarily. Take a look on page 189. Page 189, Rabosai, the Mishnah Berurah, Sifkoton, Kuf, Yud, Ches. He writes as follows. Kama poskim sov, in the fourth line. The dover gush, kozmachi at the letters bow, I feel it be klisheni mevashem. What's he mean? Rabosai, the Ramos makel. Ramon never asked dover gush. The Ramon did ask her a ladle. What's the difference? In both cases, Rabosai, is the walls are neither hot nor cold. In the case of the ladle, it's physically hot because it's in the bowl of pot of soup, but it's not hot enough to have independent steam. So we won't treat it neither as cold nor as hot. When it comes to a dove or gush, we're saying that the cold walls don't impact so much because it's solid and doesn't assume the shape of the receptacle. What's the difference? The answer is yes. Emphasize the word so much. It doesn't impact on it so much because it's a solid block, dava gush. But it does have an impact. The cold surface on the bottom has an impact even on the block, the big potato, the big piece of meat or chicken, which is on top. And therefore, the Ramos cooler is to be makel, that is, even though it's a dava gush, it's almost in a klisheni, it's eino mevashel. However, when it comes to the ladle, which is inserted into the kli rishon, even if the walls are not independently hot, don't have independent steam, nonetheless, it's not cold, for sure not, and therefore there are more machmas, as the Tazik and Mishnah Berurah explain, a sveka d'dina, whether it's klishni or klisheni. I'm sorry, I'm speaking quickly, I'm out of time. We're officially ending part one of this series of the Chaburis. Next week, b'siyata d'shmaya, we begin the sugya of Shia, Hachzara, and Hanocha. Please, if you prepare the first few tapim in Perakira with the Mishnah Berurah and Reish Nun Gimel, will be very helpful.